CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Ridiculous bets that you make.
And the wages as well. I'd love to hear.
That's my favourite part.
Yeah, me too. 13, 12, 16 is our number. We got these tickets to the International Ice Hockey, which returns to the coast this July. You can see Canada and USA at Erina Ice Arena. Get your tickets at the door or at ticketbooth.com.au. So I was having dinner last night at the Edelong Bolo. Which we wanted to check out their darts night on a Wednesday
night.
Yeah,
we are going to go hit up their darts night.
I had a look. Looks pretty good.
Yes.
Yep, top shelf. So having dinner there last night, and I'm having dinner with a mate, and he was running me through this bet that he had with a mate there one time. They were watching the footy, and they said, all right, let's make this bet. We're going to bet whoever loses here has to buy the whole pie and sausage roll warmer. So whoever loses, we have to buy the whole thing.
Losers in what?
So they bet on this footy match. I can't remember who was playing.
Okay, so it was a footy match.
It was a footy match. One pick, one side. It was an NRL match.
And who lost?
Not him.
Okay.
His mate lost.
And how much?
That's what I was interested in that too. I said, well, how much is the whole pie warmer to buy every single thing in there? $62.
Oh, it's not bad.
It's not too bad to
pretty
get every single
good.
To get every
I'd be
single
happy
one
with
in there.
That. Yeah. You're getting out of that pretty well.
And then he claimed it too, so he had to go over there, buy the whole pie warmer, came back, and my mate just went, guys, pies for everyone.
Oh, so then the guy looks like a hero.
He was the king of the Edelong Bolo.
Oh, that's a good bet to lose.
I can't believe I've never thought of that, to go, all right, you have to go and buy every single pie in the,
I like that
in
wager.
The pie warmer. I would take that.
That's good.
Any day of the week. So I'm interested to find out from people on 13, 12, 6. Are we getting some good ones here?
We are getting some good ones come through. Right, Let's go to Jordan and Waii Point. Morning, Jords.
Morning, how you going?
Very well. What was your bet?
So I was at the pub one day and I was putting a bet on a horse called The Monk. And the odds were pretty stacked against it. So my mate decided that he'd bet me that I'd have a haircut of The Monk if it lost.
Have you ever seen a haircut that a monk gets? Is it bald?
Just full on bald, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's bald on the top and then it's got the hair around the outside like the ring.
That's right.
And you had to go through with it?
Like grandpa style.
Wow.
2 weeks I was at the pub for with a monk haircut.
No, Jordan.
Oh, well done. At least you got through with it. Some people back out on those things.
I like people who stick to their word.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Shane's in Watanabe. Morning, Shane.
Morning, Shane.
Morning.
What have you got, mate?
So me and my best mate had a bet on the NBA season last year. So between the Washington Wizards and the Boston Celtics, whoever had the best record had to get a 10-centimetre tattoo of the team's logo on their body.
Well, this is never going to work out well.
I love these ones, though. Where did you get... Who lost and where was the tat placed?
So I lost and I had to get a Boston Celtics logo, which is up on my upper leg. And, yeah, so... cost me $300 and now I've got to deal with that.
I was hoping for a tramp stamp, Shane.
Yeah, of the basketball team that you hate. How do you explain that one?
Oh,
it's just back down there. Oh, well, mate.
Some bets are so stupid. Like, I can't believe that cost him $300.
$300.
And it was a tattoo of a team he doesn't even like.
You should be able to pick where it goes on the other person's body too. I mean, tramp stamp or right on the forehead would have been great.
Yeah.
Did you come up with ours? Because I wanted to hear that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
No.
What was the wager? What was the...
Well, I was thinking of the wager. You know what bet I've always wanted to do? Do you remember that radio station we used to work at?
Yeah.
And the guys there had a bet. I can't even remember what it was over, but the person who lost had to... This is so dumb.
Yeah.
Had to give the other one a hickey. Do you remember that?
And that's what you want
to
not...
To be honest, I'd rather get a tattoo.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Oh, everyone's got a celebrity crush, don't they? Like when someone goes, oh, you know, what's your type? Like, who's your celebrity crush? Like, that's how people identify kind of what someone's into.
Mine changes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Like, why? Who's
I go from
moment?
Jennifer Lawrence to...
You're not allowed to have one. You've got a fiancé.
Oh, so I can't have a celebrity crush?
I'm just joking.
When you've got a fiancé, it's even more reason to have a celebrity crush,
who did
if
you
anything.
Say, who'd you say is your celebrity crush?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, interesting. People have said I've looked like her a few times.
Oh, righto, mate.
All right,
who
it was
people?
Once and they were very drunk.
Oh, well, people have said that.
Hey,
I look like...
That drunk girl down at Siren said so.
Oh, she must be true.
And she knows what she's talking
must
about.
Must be true.
There's a new dating app that's capitalising on that exact thing of celebrity crushes because they've created this... Pretty much they've created this platform where you can put in who your celebrity crush is and then essentially it searches every other dating app out there like Tinder, Plenty of Fish, all of those, and it brings you all of the profiles that look similar to like your celebrity crush.
Yeah, right. So the Mila Kunis lookalikes are going to be just getting notification after notification.
Exactly.
Why is my phone going
it's
off?
It's going nuts. It's going off.
What's the name of the app?
So it's called Dating AI.
Okay.
Essentially, it uses like an advanced form of facial recognition to search all the different profiles on these dating platforms and matches them with the celebrity faces.
Which I've also seen they've said in that it's good for if you want to find someone that looks like an ex too. Like if you've got a specific type, you can put them in and go out with a person like that.
Yeah, so essentially this is interesting because they're saying that, if you want to find someone that looks like your ex, which I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Well,
obviously you're not over it. Or they also said you can put in a version of yourself. So say like for you could put in a female but put in your face and it'll bring the closest version of yourself in female form.
Well, they do, and it'd be a great looking female.
Oh,
right?
Oh. Oh, come on.
I would say no, but they say the best couples look similar, don't they?
Well, they do say that.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Or am I just making that up?
No, they do. Well,
because Jamie and I get told we look kind of similar.
Like brother and sister.
We do get that a little bit.
Are you related?
Definitely not, thanks.
I like how you actually had to say that.
Well, there was one time where Jamie and I were doing a trip from...
I remember this.
We were doing a trip from Sydney to Byron Bay and we drove and we pulled over. I had a four-wheel drive at the time. We slept in the back and in the morning went to start the car and it wouldn't start. And the tow truck driver had to come out and pick us up.
Yeah, he reported you to the police.
No, he didn't. We were sitting in the tow truck and he goes, so you guys brother and sister or...
He was... asking that to see if she was available.
Or, was he?
Or maybe you. I don't know. You never know.
Frisky tow truck driver.
Frisky.
Yeah. Well, I'm keen to download it.
I looked at downloading it.
I've got a partner, so I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, probably don't if I was you. I looked at downloading it and, downloaded it. It was really cheap, said I look like Jennifer Lawrence, so that's good.
So you're going to get blokes that look like Jennifer Lawrence. Is that the...
Okay, it was too expensive for me to download.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. CFM. Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaunzi's movie bio guessing game.
Do you get nervous heading into this?
Yes.
Okay, because the pressure's on you because you are very good. I mean...
All right.
You know...
Stop trying to get in my head. I know you want the people to win.
Think about Michael Jordan every time he played a game of basketball. People expect greatness. And that's what...
Yeah, well, I'm going to do some slam dunks this morning.
Oh, she's thrown in a basketball analogy. That's how onto it she is. You're going to take on Mitch in Woi Woi, my side of town. Morning, Mitch.
Morning, Mitchell.
Morning, Bree and Gaunzi. How are you?
We're good, mate.
I'm good.
You got any smack talk for Bree as we head into this game?
I think Steph had enough smack talk the other night at the darts for me.
Steph?
Steph did have some smack talk the other night.
Were
she
you
said,
there?
You're done.
Were you there, Mitch?
No, I normally am there, but I had to wait for the weekend to go in.
Okay.
You missed out.
I know.
I'm sure you would have beaten Bree at darts there, but I don't know if you're going to beat Bree.
You definitely would have, Mitch. There's no doubt.
All right, movie bios, here they come. Buzz in with your name. If you have a crack and it's wrong, I continue. The other person gets a guess, and then we continue reading the bio.
Okay.
Here we go, guys. There's a scientist who was unable to stop the spread of a terrible virus that was incurable and man-made.
Bree?
Is it? If you get this on this, come on.
Is it I Am Legend?
My God, she's good.
Tell me what I want to know.
Ah, she's good. She's got
you
it.
Good.
I Am Legend is the first one.
One of my favourite films, I will say, Mitch.
Wow.
Done well.
Okay, all right. One to me, Mitch.
Mitch, are you legit at this game or not? Talk to me, man, because wake up, son.
All right, I'm one in front.
This is it. You need this to level the score here.
I need this for the win.
I'm not messing around.
Oh, come on.
All right. There's a senior citizen who shoots a video resume for a job he wants. He's responding.
Is it the intern?
Get
out of
it! It's annoying! First sentence, she gets it.
That was really quick this morning.
That was really quick. Super quick.
I don't even have to say anything.
I think
my performance speaks for itself.
I'm going to go third one. Just for Mitch's sake. All right, here we go. You ready? There's an unemployed single mother desperate to find a job but is having no luck. The losing streak even extends to a failed lawsuit against a doctor in a car accident she was in. With no alternative, she successfully browbeats her lawyer to give her a job in compensation for the loss.
Is it Aaron Brockovich?
Mitch, wake up, mate!
I even gave you a chance, Mitch. I knew it from the start.
Mitch!
Been watching the wrong movies, obviously.
Mitch, never call for this segment ever again.
No, call as much as you want, Mitch.
Never.
That was
Mitch.
A delight.
Never call.
Who? Sorry to let you down, Gorney.
No.
Now you made him feel bad.
Sorry, Mitch. You know I
you
love
can take.
I have to give you tips on a Friday night. Instead.
I was going to say, let Mitch take Gorney on in darts and then you'll feel better about yourself, Mitch.
You're from Woi Woi, mate, so I love you for that.
Get up with Bree and Gorney.
CFM. Look, we get to chat to celebrities and I love that, but these are my favourite people that we get on this show.
Oh, the pioneers in the world.
And we spoke about this on the show yesterday. There's a guy by the name of Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow.
Or as we like to call him, Mickey Mickey Meow Meow.
Meow Meow, Mickey Mickey Meow Meow. And he... He had the Opal card inserted into his hand.
So the chip that comes out of the card put into his hand so he can swipe on and off.
Which is the future right here in 2017. And he joins us right now. Meow, meow, Mickey, Mickey, meow, meow.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
We are well, mate. We are great. Love this story, mate. Talk us through it.
Pretty exciting.
How did you come to this decision?
Yeah, so I'm an emerging technology evangelist, so I'm really interested to see how new types of technology can augment our lives.
Yep.
And we were talking about this when A Mile from Dangerous Things was over in Australia last year, and he modified a card and put a new antenna on it and sent it back to me, and then I got a body mod expert named Joltron to come and insert it underneath my hand.
Joltron, did you say?
Yeah, so he's one of Australia's best body mod piercers. So okay. He does kind of things like navels and nipples and all those things, and he's actually an expert in putting these devices into the body.
And so what is it, like wrapped in a plastic sleeve and then inserted in?
Ziploc bag?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So basically it's encased in a biocompatible plastic that's inert so that the body doesn't recognise it as a foreign object.
And whereabouts exactly is it?
So just behind my pinky towards my wrist.
And it works 100%?
Yeah, it does. I actually had to catch my first one using that card because Opal have cancelled my plastic card. So
I thought they were going to say they cancelled the one inside of you. I was like, well, now you're in trouble.
We're going to get this removed.
Yeah, they can't cancel the one unless they in my hand unless they get the number because it's unregistered. But if I had registered it, Opal would have actually cancelled it, which I think is a pretty bold move by them. I was hoping that they would be kind of supportive of this. We know in Sweden, the government is very supportive. If people choose to have this, they want to encourage it. But if they don't, that's fine too. But in Australia,
they've decided to
go to war with me or something. And, you know, public transport's not something a lot of people care about or think is innovative, and then this is their response when someone comes and tries to do something out of the ordinary with it, especially forward thinking.
I'm always losing my Opal card, so if it's inserted into my left hand, I know where it is at all times.
I just picture you, Meow Meow, on the bus, and they come on and they're checking everyone's cards, making sure people have tapped on and off, and they're like, all right, where's your card? And you just hold up your wrist, and they're like, no, but really, where's your card?
Beep. Right there.
And then they're like,
I'm lucky
it says,
I put it in my hand and not somewhere else.
You just turn around.
That's it.
Right in my butt cheek.
Yeah, right there. You can scan me on.
You can kiss it.
So it doesn't hurt or anything? You've had no issues with
it
whatsoever?
It?
Yeah, do you feel it?
Yeah, so there was a small incision made with two stitches. It's actually the first time I've ever gotten stitches my entire life. I'm a big nerd, so I didn't go out and fall over much when I was a kid. I got a small incision and there's no bruising, no pain.
No infections, nothing like that.
No, it's actually safer than a piercing.
Yeah, right.
Because it's sewn back up.
Can I get one?
Exposed wounds.
I need to ask, what's next after this?
Soon you might be able to.
Soon.
But we'll have to wait and see what happens with Transport New South Wales.
Okay.
But if all goes to plan, hopefully we'll actually get licensed to use the technology. But we needed to see whether it would work before we could even think about contacting the transport company.
Sell it off.
I'm going to get one in my left boob, so then I have to tap on with my boob. That's a good time.
The inspectors go, you can ride for free. I'm just not going there. I'm not inspecting that one.
I'm going to say you're good to go.
You're all right with us, all right? Interesting, mate. And so do you think, because I do hear a lot of things about, so they're saying that your iPhone might not exist anymore and these things are all just going to be done through your hand.
Like the screen will be inserted in your wrist or something.
Yeah, do you see it going down that road?
I would like this to happen. I don't think it's super close. I think the next technologies we'll see are things like driver's license, Medicare card, PayPass and Opal. Those are the first things, your travel cards, those are the first things you're going to see. And then maybe, you know, at least 10 years away, we'll see things like screens. We're actually seeing other things like this now for people who have things like diabetes. So they're getting tattoos that will change colour in response to blood.
I have seen that.
Wow, that is interesting,
isn't it? I've seen
that online.
They're awesome. They change colour to indicate the insulin and stuff.
That's amazing.
That's
awesome.
Right. But we might see, you know, grandma or grandpa get microchipped if they've got dementia or something like that.
That's actually a great idea.
It is. And this is the areas we'll see it most. The other option is, of course, for people on parole or refugees that might not want to wear a tracking bracelet, there might be options for them to have a less exposure and have this little chip inside that they can just use for identification instead of having some giant flashing bracelet.
You're a pioneer, mate. We love it here.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Definitely caught our attention. Where can people follow this stuff that you do? I mean, if they're fascinated by this sort of thing.
My website's foundry.bio. It's the lab that I run, but also just subscribe to the Science Party. So I'm a federal politician, and the best way to contact me is through the Science Party's website.
We're on board.
Or you can just Google meow, Ludo, disco, gamma, meow, meow. It's an easy one to find. So
just put that in Google, nice and simple.
Thanks for joining us on the show, mate.
Thank you.
No, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM. Michelle Payne.
Isn't she a trailblazer?
Yeah, so jockey Michelle Payne. She's the jockey that won the Melbourne Cup, first lady to do so.
Yeah, back in 2015.
Yeah. So I'd love to get her on the show, but she's in the news again this morning, and I see they're reporting that she's been stood down on a banned substance.
Yeah, I did see this last night. Apparently she had the appetite suppressant phentermine in her system.
Yeah. She's been stood down, so she's been tested positive by this for this banned substance. She gave a urine sample, and she can't race. So, I mean, diet suppressant.
They're saying a month ban. That's what I heard.
Yeah, but a diet suppressant is all jockeys, don't they get involved in that?
Well, I think in the racing world, obviously they have their laws and regulations about exactly what you can take and what you can't take, and that's obviously on the ban list. And she's obviously taken it and gotten caught.
But do you reckon she knew going into it, or you reckon it's a coaching thing? So she knew she was taking something that was banned.
Who knows? I'm not sure. I can't comment on things like that because, I mean, I've gone through those kind of things. I've had to be drug tested before when I used to play high-level sport. It's a pretty confronting thing, but I think there was at one time where I think I was taking the steroid for my asthma. I can't remember what it was, and it wasn't on the ban list at the time, and then I think I got drug tested, and then a couple of months later they'd put it onto the ban list, and I was just lucky enough that I was just before they'd done that.
Didn't something similar happen to Maria Sharapova?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know, it's a hard one because, who knows? It's so, I mean, Maria Sharapova, she said that she didn't know that it had been put on the ban list and then she continued to take it. But I mean, if you're at that high level, like, I don't think you'd be risking it.
No,
I think you know what's going on.
Well, I mean, and for jockeys especially, I mean, it is desperate time. They do things that are dangerous all the time for their bodies to get underway because they're under the stress.
Full on sport.
And pressures of being a certain weight to ride a horse. So she's obviously been put in a position where she felt like she needed to drop that weight to ride the horse. Am I wrong, Producer H?
I've seen that she was actually doing it under doctor's orders, like it was was doctor's advice for her to take this, and she's not thought about it. That's what I've seen in an article.
Okay.
Like I said to you off air as well, appetite suppressant? Is that helping her ride the horse?
In a sport where your weight does
help. I was going to say, or are they saying that because she's taken that, that's given her the edge to be lighter?
That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. Not that it's made her more physically able.
Yeah, I mean, they do all crazy things like hit up saunas for hours on end before races and stuff like that.
And,
so,
and they like, what's the name themselves of water? Like
exactly.
How many hours before a race they starve themselves of water and food.
But are we pushing jockeys into that position? Do you know what I mean? To the point where they feel like they need to do something like this.
Something crazy.
Even if it is on doctor's orders. Do you know what I mean?
So I mean, can you imagine the stress that are on these people?
Yeah.
To be a certain weight. And I mean, the stress that would come from, you know, the trainers and all that kind of thing to perform and get their horse over the line, it would be so stressful.
I'm not involved in the racing industry at all, but is Michelle Payne a little bit targeted in a way? Because it's a very male-dominated field, being a jockey. If you've read things along the way about her journey, she has been kind of saying that. I mean,
she's had a tough run.
Her quote after winning the Melbourne Cup was, "I want to say to everyone else, get stuffed because women can do anything and we can beat the world."
And she copped it after that. Do you remember? That was the most talked about part of her winning. Not that a woman, and she'd done an amazing thing. She won the Melbourne Cup, first woman to ever do so. Everyone was talking about that comment, which I think is sad.
Well, it was a bold comment to make.
Yeah, and I think good on her, because she would have copped it in that industry. It would have been a tough ride.
Have you seen them making a movie about her life?
Yeah, so Rachel Griffiths is involved.
Yeah, so she's directing and she's going to be the actress in it. So it's being made about her life. Do you reckon they will leave this bit out? Just the diet suppressant?
No, they're probably like rubbing their hands together going, excellent.
No, they're not.
Can't wait to put this twist in the movie.
I'm sure Michelle Payne's involved in on some level.
She would have been, yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. What would you say is your most hated thing about flying?
Hated thing about flying? Oh, all the security checks on the way through.
True.
I hate going through all that stuff. It just makes me anxious, even though I've done nothing wrong. If those guys get me with the scanning thing, I'm like, who knows?
My most hated thing, being a tall female, and I'm sure a lot of people feel me on this, is the leg room. Oh, that kills me. And some of the aeroplane seats are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, they just need to take a row out. You don't need that extra row. Take a row out, give us some extra leg room.
Well, guess what? They've got an idea. And this isn't the first time this idea has been floated, but an airline, I think, is jumping on board the old standing seat.
Standing seat.
They're talking about putting in a section on an aeroplane where you can stand.
You'd need a bar.
No, so essentially it'll be a standing seat. So it'll be like kind of like you'll be strapped in, obviously, because you need to have a seatbelt and be secure, but you'll be strapped into like this kind of perch seat. So it's Viva Columbia who are jumping on board this idea, and they're saying that they want to drive down the cost of flying in their country and make it more accessible to more people.
When I think about standing on a plane, it makes me feel a little uneasy in a way. Like just the thought of being, I don't know, upright as the plane goes up. Like picture it, feel
exactly.
It. Feel it as you go. It's,
yep.
It feels weird.
It'd be strange.
Yeah.
But this isn't the first time that they've floated the idea. It actually came about in 2003 where they tried to get a few airlines on board, and the aviation board and that shut it down. But in 2010, an Irish no-frills airline called Ryanair announced the plans to offer discounted tickets for standing flights that would cost as little as $7.
$7 I'd stand for.
See, now you're on board, are you?
$7.
Now you're on board. Yeah. It's interesting because, like seats have been designed already by companies for the standing flight. You should see, we'll post a picture of these seats to our Facebook page. It's actually really interesting because between each seat, they reckon they'll be as little as 58 centimetres. So from where your bum is sitting at the back of the seat to the next seat in front of you, well, technically it's not even a seat, is it?
Yeah.
It'd be like, it's just a spot for you to stand.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? If the flights are that cheap.
How long's the flight?
Well,
because you couldn't stand for more than, I'm thinking even just flying from here to Perth, it's five or so hours.
Well, you wouldn't want to, would you? But I mean, like here to Melbourne, here to Brisbane.
Just put a bar in there, guys. Honestly, have you been on a flight with a bar on it?
I love how you think these budget airlines, big ideas to put a bar in.
If you put the bar in
yes.
and then get people standing around and people buy a few drinks, then the airline's going to make the money. I'm just saying, like, you're distracted by the bar if you're up in the air. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Bars solve everything.
Yeah, good idea. Don't give people a seat and fill them full of alcohol on an aeroplane.
It's a win-win.
No one needs balance.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Katy Perry's new album, Witness, available to download or stream now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Our world-famous rooftop presents... Are you ready? Katy Perry Live, an exclusive to us.
Can't wait.
Turn it up, keep it on repeat.
Let's just say it's not even a standby list. There's only going to be four people in this tomorrow, and let's just say we've got more than one double pass.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, four is the shortest standby list we've ever had, and the chance of you seeing Katy Perry is off the Richter.
That's right. Pause for effect.
Yes.
All right, let's get into this morning. We've got Debbie from Chain Valley Bay. You're taking on Taylor in Etalong Beach. Morning, ladies.
Morning.
All right, guys, good luck this morning. Let's get stuck straight into this. So we're going to play a Katy Perry song. Buzz in with your name. If you can guess the song, you are through to the grand final against our next two contestants.
All right, guys, are you ready? Buzz in with your name when you can name this Katy Perry song.
Here we go.
Taylor's
stop. In. Taylor,
in. You are
in.
California Girls.
That is
nice work, correct. Taylor. You're through to the final. Hold there.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Debbie.
Very well from Taylor. That was from the start of the song, too.
Shelley's in Woy Woy. Morning, Shell.
Morning, Shell.
Morning.
You're taking on Dylan in Gosford. Morning, Dylan.
Morning.
All right, guys. Same deal. Buzz in with your name when you can name this Katy Perry song.
Here we go. Anybody?
Come on, guys. When you're ready.
Anytime now, guys.
Here comes the chorus.
Just take a guess and if
try
you...
and sing it.
Birthday every day.
Oh, Shelley's close.
Make it birthday.
Do you want to buzz in, Shelley, or not?
I don't know what it's called. Shelley's
in. All right, Shelley's in.
I don't know. I think birthday. I don't know.
You want to say birthday?
Yeah. Nah. What is it?
You've nailed it. Birthday it is.
Oh, Shelley.
Yes, Shell.
Trust your gut instinct.
Oh, God, okay.
Dylan, all right. The nerves get you, don't
Shelley,
they? Shelley,
Taylor, so this is the final. One of you is going to be here tomorrow morning with a very good chance of going to see Katy Perry.
All right, here it comes, guys. Buzz in with your name if you know this song, the grand final.
Taylor.
Shelley.
Stop.
Oh, Taylor's
quick.
In.
She's very quick.
The one that got away.
She knows she's right. She knows she's right.
I'm so excited for you.
Taylor, well done. Oh, she's guessed it on a Katy Perry classic.
Very well done, Taylor.
Oh, Taylor, we're going to see you here tomorrow morning.
Cool.
Taylor, how big of a Katy Perry fan are you?
I'm massive fan.
You can tell because you did very well at that game this morning.
You knew the songs.
Are you willing to put it all on the line for these tickets tomorrow morning?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Fingers crossed for you, Taylor. I'd be getting the day off work. That's how good of a chance you've got to go see Katy Perry live at the World Famous Rooftop Presents.
Another chance this morning as well, 8:50. We're going to load this thing up twice so you can get involved with that. And Katy Perry's brand new album, if you want
Witness.
Witness, which is out right now, you can download. It's got some cracking tunes on there. You could be seeing it live tomorrow.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
One for the parents this morning, I'd say.
Yeah, you might want to get in on this.
It was interesting, the chat we were having off air with our newsreader, Emily, who you've got a two-year-old?
Yeah, my son, he's just over two.
And you were saying yesterday morning about how rough the childcare prices are these days at the moment.
Yeah, I was having a bit of a whinge. But
What's the deal you were saying about the rebate at the moment? You're having to pay full price.
That's right. So I'm hanging out until the 1st of July this year, which is in a few days, when my rebate resets, our rebate resets for our childcare, the amount of money that we get back from
the government.
So what's the the limit at the moment?
So the limit at the moment is, I believe, $7,500 that the government
will cover.
Puts towards your childcare, and you can opt for that to be paid to you, paid to directly to your daycare centre, you know, weekly or fortnightly or whatever, or you can get it in a lump sum, quarterly or yearly.
What did you guys decide to do?
So that we're not as much out of pocket, we opt for it to be paid to our son's centre on a weekly basis.
Right.
And that would help you out a lot, right?
Yeah, it helps out. It does help out a lot. It makes childcare a lot more affordable. So, but about 3 months ago, we reached that rebate cap and that threshold. So we've been paying full fees, which is $116 a day.
A day.
And are you feeling the pinch of that? Because you're a young family. Yeah, I mean, you guys wouldn't have a ton of money saved up.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I couldn't imagine what it would be like for those parents out there that have multiple kids in daycare
and both parents are working.
Because I can understand.
You're pretty much working to put your kid through daycare.
Yeah, for sure. Or you're probably at a loss if you're pushing ahead or one parent's pushing ahead with their career.
And do you feel like you're over the $100 a day is covering everything that are you seeing your money's worth? You know, they
absolutely
get fed. Yeah. Okay, so the kids get fed.
That's right. Yeah.
Looked after.
Yeah. Nappies, wipes, feeding, you know, and they're looked after from 6:15 in the morning till 6 at night.
So that's it's not a daycare pricing issue?
No, it's the issue that I was grappling with, you know, a couple of months ago, which I've come to terms with now, is that I think it's a double-edged sword. The government wants people out there working, but then
they don't want to come to the table and help out with daycare.
Yeah, right. I think it needs to be a little bit more help provided for working parents.
Which you were telling me, though, that something, a new law was brought in, right?
So, yeah, the latest, the government, the budget that was handed down a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago or whatever. So they've increased the rebate, which I think is going up to about $12,500.
And that's from seven at the moment.
That's right, as of next financial year. Sorry, July 2018.
So next year.
Yeah. Which is how annoying is that? Wouldn't you like it right now?
Yeah.
So you're waiting just for your rebate to kick back in 2 days' time, which is the $7,000 amount. Mm. Okay. It's funny, with some of no kids, I straight away think, lump sum, buy TV. I know it's wrong, but that was my first thought.
Well, then you're still going to have to pay the full price in childcare.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
Is it tempting to take that full lump sum straight up, though, and just have a bit of, you know, short-term?
Well, no, you don't get to take it straight up. You get to take it at the end of the financial year.
Right.
It goes towards your out-of-pocket expenses. So it doesn't really work like that.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I find this stuff so interesting because obviously I haven't had kids yet, but it's something that everyone needs to think about if they're going to bring children into the world and they want to have a career as well.
And I can completely understand why it's financially viable for at least one parent to stay at home and not be going to look after the kids.
How many days is he in daycare?
He's in five.
Five. That's $600 a week.
Just under, yeah.
Guys, I'm opening up my own childcare business. I'll let him run around here in the studio.
Bree will load him up full of sugar and send him on back to yours.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Katy Perry's new album, Witness, available to download or stream now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Our world famous rooftop presents Are You Ready? Katy Perry Live, an exclusive to us.
Can't wait.
Turn it up, keep it on repeat. One of the G, baby.
The show's tomorrow.
You, couple of other people, and Katy Perry.
That's it.
It's so exclusive. Like, you can't buy this experience.
Hosted by Hamish and Andy as well. So if you're a fan of those guys, you get to see them up close and personal. I mean, if they're your second favourite radio show, you get to see them live.
All right. I'll see what you're doing.
All right. Let's do this. So we've got a Katy Perry song. Need to buzz in with your name and guess the song. Our first two contestants. Geraldine from Hamlin Terrace taking on Maddie and San Remo.
Morning.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
All right, winner of this will go through to our grand final against our next two people.
Yes, so. All right, guys, you need to buzz in with your name when you know this Katy Perry track.
Good luck.
Gerald.
Stop.
Geraldine. Oh, Geraldine is in.
Geraldine's in.
Vegas. Oh, God.
Three.
Wait,
Waking up in Vegas.
Ooh, she's coming good there.
That is correct. Nice work, Geraldine.
Geraldine through to the grand final. Thanks for calling,
Hold
Maddie.
Hold there for us, Geraldine. Let's go to Bonnie in Budgie Boy. Let's go to Greg in Edelong Beach. Morning, guys.
Morning.
All right, guys, just quickly, I'm going to bring them down. If you could both turn down your radios in the background, that would be great for the game and everyone listening on air.
So, morning, guys.
Who is that? Can we turn it down? There we go.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right.
Buzz in with your name when Gaundy starts the Katy Perry song.
Good luck, guys. Here it comes.
Greg.
Greg's in.
I Kissed a Girl.
It is I Kissed a Girl. Nice work, Gregory. You're into the final. Here we go. Geraldine versus Greg. This is for a spot tomorrow morning in our Bon Appetit competition where I'm telling you guys, you pretty much can celebrate now because the chances are very good.
They're very high. Okay, here comes the song, guys. No pressure.
Buzz in with your name.
Here it is.
Greg.
Greg is quick.
It is Unconditionally.
Oh, Greggy boy. Greg has done it for the fellas.
Woo-hoo. You were quick on the pulse, Greg. I can tell you're a massive Katy Perry fan, right?
Yes.
Oh, Greg, are you willing to put it on the line tomorrow morning?
Put it all on the line.
All right, Greg, can't wait to see you here.
Greg, let me just tell you, you need to get the day off tomorrow because the show is tomorrow afternoon, and there's a very good chance.
All right.
Look forward to meeting you here at the radio station tomorrow, Greg.
That was awesome.
And then possibly watching Katy Perry with you tomorrow as well would be great. So
it'll
we look forward to that. And if you missed out, like just then, Geraldine just missed out, we're going to go Facebook Live today. Somewhere on the Central Coast.
It's going to be a Katy Perry treasure hunt.
Yes. First person to find us on the Facebook Live will get...
the tickets.
Oh, actual go. Like 100% go.
Oh, no, they're going to get the... Oh, I don't know. Have we decided, guys?
Just keep an eye on the CFM Facebook page, all right?
All the details will be on the Facebook Live post.
World Famous Rooftop presents Katy Perry Live and exclusive. Katy Perry's new album, Witness, is available to download or stream right now.
God, we're so lucky that we get to give people this experience. Like, I'm so excited about it because I know how amazing it is.
And tomorrow's show is going to be a big one too, isn't it? So
Hamish and Andy's there.
Yes.
The whole crew. It's going to be great.
Looking forward to it. Have a great Thursday, guys.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey. CFM.